I know that first game isn't how you wanted to go, but resiliency maybe was key in that second game for you guys, and to come back and kind of come back against the pitcher that had really given you guys fits in the first game.
Yeah, we struggled. Honestly, we were having some good hits, but that win was just playing games. That's a little bit. I mean, they were hard hits, and sometimes if you hit that part of the ball, it will the wind will catch it, make it come back, like come right back where you were at. And you know, they got us in a short game a little bit towards the end of the game, and that's just smart playing by the coach. And it's okay. Our girls came back, and the second game was a lot better. And Cheyenne had, I think, 13, 14, 15 strikeouts today. So she pitched really, really well at the mound. And
yeah.
We just needed to string. We had some good hits. We just couldn't string some hits together. And finally that happened in the second game.
Yeah, I want to say, yeah, she had 15 in the first game and then seven more in the second. But that was good to see her in relief there. But, you know, it kind of, with the wind blowing in especially, it definitely had to change your hitting. You had to be more kind of a ground ball line drive team today instead of those deep fly balls like you kind of have been all year.
Yeah, it's definitely, that's different atmosphere for us. Definitely, you know, the girls are kind of used to kind of swinging for the fences, which I do not teach them to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were just hitting the wrong part of the ball today, and we finally started getting some line drives and grounders in the second game.
You know, that second game was, it saw a lot of different things. You guys were up 2-0, took advantage of some of the cowgirl errors. They kind of took advantage of some of your tough plays there and took the lead 3-2, but you guys came back and tied it up at 3, took the lead in the fifth inning. And, you know, you're thinking you're up 4-3 in the top of the fifth, one on, nobody out for Goodland. And then Michaela Miller probably makes the play of the game. And that, ironically enough, looking back, it probably changed the rest of the game for you guys defensively.
Yeah, it changed the momentum of the game. And it's kind of nice to have that, the momentum change falling on the opposite side. I feel like sometimes we've had some momentum changes that's gone, you know, against us. And tonight it would went our way, so that's nice to have. Yeah, Michaela, that was a line drive shot right at her, and so proud of her for thinking to get that second out as well. So
yeah, that was the easiest play. She just threw the glove down the bat there.
Yeah,
but I want to kind of go back earlier in the game. There was a play where it was, you guys were called out on the bases there, and when it was kind of off the glove of the third baseman for Goodland, and ended up hitting one of your players, and they called her out on a offensive interference there, I believe, a runner interference. Kind of go through that. Was that one where it maybe should have been the other way?
So
I'm not trying to add.
You know, so I went and I talked to the umpire, and I said, even if it hits an infielder, are you sure that it's hard, you know, when the ball is changing directions and you're trying to avoid it and it changed directions, you know, sometimes it's hard to avoid that. And, you know, that's exactly what happened is they had a hard hit. It tipped, like, I think the pitcher or shortstop's glove, and Melanie stepped right on the ball. And so we checked in the rule book, and it was actually, so it does, if it hits an infielder and then like a bat, if it hits a runner, it's actually, it's not, it shouldn't have been an out. So
okay.
That, see, things like that too has been, we've had a couple of iffy calls that could have gone either way. And sometimes it just changed the momentum of the game. And I wish sometimes we wouldn't let little stuff like that get to us, and, you know, just play softball.
Well,
so, but now, I mean, now I know the official rule, and I don't have the rule book memorized. And it's like little stuff like that where you wouldn't think, I don't, you just crazy. I've never even seen that happen before. So now I know, and I'll put that in my back pocket so I can use it for later.
You've seen a lot of interesting things this year. You know, it's really nobody's to blame on that. It ended up working out for you guys in the end.
Yeah.
All right, well, now you get look ahead here. Friday, it should be, knock on wood, less windier here as you go to Cimarron. They're a pretty strong hitting team as well.
Yeah, they're a pretty strong hitting team. I think their pitching has gotten a lot better through the season. So hopefully the wind will be down and we'll kind of get back to the groove that, you know, the hitting groove that we're used to.
All right, Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. Congratulations getting the split there in a big 6-3 win here in the second game. I'll let you get your stuff and get on the bus. We'll talk to you coming up here tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.